It's nighttime in the big city. A writer stares at a blank sheet of paper. A writer stares at a blank sheet of paper. It's Theme Time Radio Hour with your host, Bob Dylan.
Welcome once again to Theme Time Radio Hour. And tonight, we're going to visit the College of Musical Knowledge. We're going to raise a ruckus, make a joyful cacophony, as we learn all about the wonderful world of musical instruments.
I'm the conductor of Orchestraville. I rule over all the instruments. Would you like to meet some of them?
The kettle drum, the rattle in the jew's harp, the talking drum, the tambourine. We're going to be hearing all about the charango and the guitar, the harp and the hooked harp, the lute, the musical bow, the dulcimer, the ukulele, the violin and the bouzouki. We're going to be hearing from the French horn and the harmonica, the duck flute and the traverse flute, the organ, the recorder, the reed pipe, the mandolin, the banjo, the bagpipes, the accordion, the whistle, and maybe even the theremin. We're going to start off with a Bonzo Dog Band with a song all about musical instruments.
Hi there, nice to be with you. Happy you could stick around. Like to introduce Legs Larry Smith, drums. And Sam Spoons, rhythm pole. And Vern Dudley Bohay Noel, bass guitar. And Neil Innes, piano. Come in, Rodney Slater, alto saxophone. With Roger Ruskin Spear on tenor sax. Hi, Vivian Stanchel, trumpet. Big hello to Big John Wayne, xylophone. And Robert Morley, guitar. Billy Butlin, spoons. And looking very relaxed, Adolf Hitler on vibes. Nice. Princess Anne on sousaphone. Introducing Liberace clarinet with Garner Ted Armstrong on vocals. Lord Snooty and his pals tap dancing in the groove with Harold Wilson violin and Franklin McCormack on harmonica. Over there, Eric Clapton ukulele. Hi, Eric. On my left, Sir Kenneth Clark, bass sax. Great honor, sir. Especially flown in for us, a Sessions Gorilla on Vox Humana. Nice to see Incredible Shrinking Man on euphonium. Drop out with Peter Scott on Duck Call. Hearing from you later, Casanova, on horn. Yeah, digging General DeCall on accordion. Really wild, General. Thank you, sir. Roy Rogers on trigger. Julian Wild Man of Borneo on bongos. Count Basie Orchestra on triangle. Thank you. Great to hear the Rawlinsons on trombone. Back from his recent operation, Dan Drop, hot. And representing the flower people, Quasimodo on bells. Wonderful to hear Brainiac on banjo. We welcome Baldunikin as himself. Very appealing, Max Jaffa. That's nice, Max. What a team, Zebra Kid and Horace Batchelor on percussion. A great favorite and a wonderful performer, all of us here, J. Arthur Rank on GOM.
That was the Bonzo Dog Band on Theme Time Radio Hour.
Now, whether it's Dixieland or Bop, a small cafe or a high school hop, the horn most always heads the band and rides it strong. Now, take off, man.
Here's a guy who was one of the most influential guitarists of New Orleans, but he only made a couple of records under his own name. His name is Roy Montrell, and he was playing in Fats Domino's band when he passed away in the Netherlands in 1979. Back in the 50s, he made this record, which is anything but mellow. Even though it's called, every time I hear that mellow saxophone, Roy Montrell really ripping it and bopping it.
I want a mambo, mambo, do my number, hold my baby all this summer, every time I hear that mellow saxophone. I want to rip it, rock it, really bop it, flip it, bop it, Davy Crockett, every time I hear that mellow saxophone. I want to rock, 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 roll, 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 bop, bop, bop. I want to rip it, rock it, really bop it, ooh, Davy Crockett, every time I hear that mellow saxophone.
Montrell, featuring Lee Allen on the saxophone. Almost every time you hear a tenor saxophone on a New Orleans record, it's a pretty good chance that it was Lee Allen. The saxophone is a relatively young instrument, which combines the single reed mouthpiece with the fingering patterns of the oboe, but produces tonal qualities of neither. The saxophone was invented by a Belgian manufacturer named Adolf Sax. I wonder if his name was Moskowitz, if everyone would be playing the Moskophone. This is Theme Time Radio Hour, and we're talking about musical instruments this week. We played Bill Monroe a couple of times, and for good reason. He's the father of bluegrass. But this week, we want to talk about his uncle, Pendleton Van Derver, who was a locally renowned fiddle player in Rosine, Kentucky. Following the death of his parents, Bill Monroe went to live with his Uncle Penn, and it was there he fell in love with the sound of fiddles. Later on, he composed this song in honor of his Uncle Penn. It's become a bit of a bluegrass classic, His Uncle Penn, by Bill Monroe and his bluegrass boys.
Oh, the people would come from far away till the break of day, when the caller hollered do-si-do, you knew Uncle Penn was ready to go. Playing evening about sundown on the hills of the town, Uncle Penn played the fiddle on high would ring. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing. An old piece he called Soldier Joy, and one he called Folsom Boy. The greatest of all was Jenny Lynn. To me, that's where fiddling begins. Late in the evening, about sundown, on the hills above the town, Uncle Penn played the fiddle, Lord, high would ring. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing. Forget that mournful day when Uncle Penn was called away. They hung up his fiddle, they hung up his bow, and you would talk, you could hear it sing. Played a fiddle, Lord, how it rang. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing.
That was Uncle Pen by Bill Monroe. The violin has a big sister called the cello, and I ran into Ricky Jay at the dog park. And he told me about the most interesting cello player he'd ever heard of.
A wonderful vaudeville act was named Eddie Eddie. And what he did was to play the cello. But he played the cello with a bucket by him. And the purpose of the bucket was to catch the tears, which fed copiously and almost continuously from him as he played. Eddie Eddie, the cry artist. I think his playing the cello is what made the audience cry.
Learn these four chords, and together with the beats we will show you, you will be able to play most of the popular music of today.
Next up, from 1957, on Cincinnati's Lee record label, the mighty Bill Watkins, and a song about his big guitar.
Wait for me now. Gotta shine. Moonshine.
Hey girls, y'all going my way? Wait for me. That was Bill Watkins. Who else? Bill was born in the backwoods of Tennessee. After the Korean War, Bill moved to Cincinnati. He made a couple of records for the Lee record label in Cincinnati. He worked in a paper mill during the day, and at night, you could hear him at the country music clubs, playing a big guitar. Perhaps it's a guitar roan, a very large, deep-bodied Mexican six-string acoustic bass guitar.
But I can't play the violin.
Oh, yes, you can. You see, any little boy who is lucky enough to get into Orchestraville can play any instrument he wants. Go ahead, Rusty. Put the violin under your chin and try.
Well, I'll try, but...
The violin and the fiddle are basically the same instrument. They both come from the same Latin root, but violin comes from the Romance languages and fiddle through the Germanic languages. One difference between fiddles and ordinary violins can be seen in American fiddle playing. The violin sings, the fiddle dances. Or as some bluegrass musicians say, the fiddle is a violin with attitude. Nehemiah Reed is a Jamaican who's written a song all about a fiddle player. The fiddle player is nowhere near the record. Give a listen. That was Nehemiah Reed and the Fiddler. Legend has it, in 64 AD, the Emperor Nero set fire to Rome to see how Troy would look while it was in flames, and to serve as a suitable background for a recitation of his poetry. Supposedly, he played the fiddle while Rome burned, but the fiddle, as we know it, had not been invented yet. Instead, he probably played the lute or the lyre. You can't talk about musical instruments without talking about Gabriel's horn. Henry Red Allen has a little song about the theft of that instrument. Red Allen was one of the last great New Orleans trumpet players. Here he is telling the brothers and sisters they better start to pray, for there ain't no chance to get into heaven, not with what went on today. Henry Redman, somebody stole Gabriel's horn. They better bring it back. Stole Gabriel's horn. The angel Gabriel is an important figure in Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. He first appears in the Old Testament book of Daniel as a messenger and revealer. In later Christian tradition, he is the unidentified angel in the book of Revelations who blows the horn, announcing the judgment day. You got to have a lot of nerve to steal that guy's horn.
Tubby! I've never heard a tuba play a melody before. Let's hear the rest of it.
Johnny Mercer was a great songwriter, but he also loved performing songs by other writers. Here he performs a song by Herman Hutfield, who also wrote As Time Goes By. This song isn't quite as serious. It's called When Yuba Plays the Rumba on His Tuba. This is the one where he knocks 11 ladies for a loopa and actually rhymes greenhorn with meanhorn. I got to remember that. Here's Johnny Mercer. When Yuba plays the rumba on his tuba down in Cuba.
Wah, 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 sis boom ba, gonna sing a wumba, ha, ha, ha. Was Yuba. He was homely, he was dumb, and so was Yuba. Just a big ambitious bum, he wouldn't do a so much as chew a stick of gum, so this is news to me. I understand her, he's an overnight success, he's in demand her. Why, I never could have guessed. Well, he found himself a tuba, and he bummed his way to Cuba, and the rest is history. Down in Havana, there's a funny-looking booba. He plays the rumba on the tuba down in Cuba. Oh, any sap will sell an apple, but this chap would rather grapple with his oompa, oompa, oompa. They prefer it to the poopa, doopa, doopa. They love the rumba on the tuba down in Cuba. It doesn't take him very long to get a tumble, for all the rumba lovers going to their rumble. Oh, how I'd love to be his double, for without a bit of trouble, with his oompa, 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 he can knock 11 ladies for a loopa. They love the rumba on the tuba down in Cuba. He's not a greenhorn, blows a mean horn, must be seen on, 'cause he's a whiz, whiz, whiz. Why, all Havana loves this funny-looking booba, who plays the rumba on a tuba down in Cuba. I can't believe it, but they tell us every peanut band is jealous of his oompa, oompa, oompa. They prefer it to the poopa, doopa, doopa. They love the rumba on the tuba down in Cuba. They love his oompa, 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 oompa.
Was Johnny Mercer knocking you out with "When Ryuba Plays the Rumba on His Tuba Down in Cuba"? A tuba is the largest of the low brass instruments and is one of the most recent additions to the modern symphony orchestra.
Tubby, you should try that with your orchestra sometime.
Oh, I will, said Tubby. Goodbye, Mr. Frog.
Said the frog. Most appreciative audience I've ever had. Fine musician, that tuba.
Well, there's one type of person who loves to hang around musicians, and that's drummers. And we got a song now of the female variety. This is by a band from Seattle called the Young Fresh Fellas, led by Scott McCoy, who since 1994 has been paying the bills by being the unofficial fifth member of R.E.M. Here's a song recorded in 1991, a tribute to the Hillbilly Drummer Girl.
She came down from the Ozarks. Girl. A stomach full of whiskey, more than any man. A bar of broken tables, an empty gasoline can. A black behemoth caddy, a sleeping bag in back, pulls right through the floorboard. A rolling chicken shack. She came down from the Ozarks to the big city Memphis world. She's a legend and a landmark. Hillbilly drummer girl. Hillbilly drummer girl. And 10 o'clock tomorrow, playing for a crowd of six. Free beer and $8. That's money for new sticks. A party across the river ends up in the mud. Morning in the drunk tank. Coffee and dry blood. She came down from the Ozarks. The big city Memphis world. She's a legend and a landmark. Hillbilly drummer girl. Hillbilly drummer girl. Now cuts are in the lobby and Graceland's down the road. A vacant lot, a pile of bricks, now she's the living soul. She came down from the Ozarks to the big city Memphis world. She's a legend and a landmark. Hillbilly drummer girl.
That was the Young Fresh Fellas on Theme Time Radio Hour with a hillbilly drummer girl. If you like female drummers, may I recommend Meg White of the White Stripes, Tennessee Thomas in The Like, Gina Schock in The Go-Go's, Miriam Linna in The Cramps, and of course, who could forget, Karen Carpenter.
The drummer at this point has to do a tom-tom effect, something like from East India, and the band is playing bam-bee-bam-boom at this point, and it says, you sneak in, you do your fact, yum da da doom da ba 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 boom boom ba. Of course, after you've done the cue, you don't keep doing it. You do it until the effect is over.
Victor Borger once said, the difference between the violin and the viola is that a viola burns longer. But this track, about a fiddle, burns for about 2.5 minutes. The Davis Sisters, Fiddle Diddle Boogie.
You can strum it on a banjo, slap it on a bass, honky-tonk piano all over the place, but on a fiddle, you can fiddle-dee-diddle away.
Betty Jack and Skeeter Davis. The Davis sisters weren't really sisters at all. Betty Jack Davis and Mary Frances Pinnock met in high school in Kentucky and formed a musical partnership. Mary Pinnock changed her name to Skeeter Davis so they could be billed as sisters. Her grandfather gave her the nickname Skeeter because he said she moved around like a little mosquito. Unfortunately, the Davis sisters had only one recording session before they were involved in a serious auto accident. Betty Jack died instantly. Skeeter recovered and tried to recreate their distinctive sound using the new double-track technology. But she couldn't recreate the music she made with Betty Jack. So she went off on her own and became one of the most successful women singers in the country pop field with her 1963 smash, The End of the World, Skeeter Davis. The Davis Sisters on Theme Time Radio Hour, where we're talking about musical instruments.
Who's that?
Oh, just Tommy's older brother, Tony the trombone.
Why does he keep sticking out his tongue at me?
That's his slide. That's how he changes tones, by sliding it in and out.
Well, let's see if we got an email. Oh, here's one from Wanda Milligan in Syosset, New York. Wanda writes, "To whom am I concerned? I recently heard a song on the radio, and I couldn't believe what I heard. I think it was actually dirty. Can they play stuff like that on the radio? P.S. I love the show." Well, thanks, Wanda. Of course, here on Theme Time Radio Hour, we can play anything. But some radio stations still worry about what they play. Some people figure out a way to work around it and write a song that seems to be about one thing when it's actually about another thing. Perhaps it'll be easier if I give you an example. Here's Donna Washington. She'd been in every bar, been in every honky-tonk, trying to find her daddy with that broke-down piece of junk. You know what she's talking about? With big, long, sliding thing.
I've been in every bar, been in every honky-tonk. Been trying to find my daddy with that broke-down piece of junk. Ask everyone to help me. Cried, help me if you can. You'll know my daddy. He's that trombone-playing man. Where is my daddy? Tell me, where's my daddy? With that big, long, sliding thing. I even asked a man that played a steel guitar. He said that you don't need him to be moved 8 to the bar. He brought his amplifier and he hitched it in my plug. He planked it and he plunked it, but it just wasn't good enough. 'Cause I need my daddy with that big long sliding thing. I said, my daddy's back. I opened up the door, and there stood Piano Jack. He said, I came to do some tinkling on your piano keys. I said, don't make me nervous. This ain't no time to tease. Just send me my daddy. Send me my daddy with that big long sliding thing. Well, the first time he played, I asked him how it was done. He said, I blow through here, then I work my fingers and my thumb. I slide it right out, then I slide it back again, and I get a lot of wind, and then I slide it back again.
That was Dinah Washington and a song about a trombone player. The trombone, otherwise known as the sack butt, was invented in Belgium around 1450, give or take a couple of years.
Hi, this is Pete Wolf, also known as the Wolf of Goof of Mama Tufa, and you're listening to Bob Dylan and Theme Time Radio Hour.
The harmonica is the world's best-selling musical instrument. You're welcome. While we're on the subject, here's Stevie Wonder with a song about a harmonica. That was Stevie Wonder. You don't hear records like that anymore.
There is no place like a home with an electric organ.
Yes, and there's an electric organ for every home. Listen and learn how easy it is to enjoy one.
Here's a different musical instrument, a different drum to be exact, sung by Linda Ronstadt when she was a member of the folk rock band The Stone Ponies. This song was written by Mike Nesmith, who's perhaps best known as being one of the Monkees. But he was also a good songwriter, and this one was a top 20 hit. Here's Linda Ronstadt and The Stone Ponies, different drum. Ronstadt and the Stone Ponies, different drum. Anybody know the difference between a drummer and a savings bond? Eventually, a savings bond will mature and earn money. You know how to get a guitarist to turn down? Put a sheet of music in front of him. Andre Segovia once said, "The guitar is a small orchestra. It is polyphonic. Every string is a different color. A different voice."
Hi, everybody. This is Buck Owens, and I'd like to welcome you to the happy world of guitar pickers. Believe me, you, it's a happy world when you learn to play the guitar.
One guy who knew that is Don Rich. He was the guitar player with Buck and the Buckaroos. As a matter of fact, Buck Owens is quoted as saying, "I think my musical life ended when his did," referring to Don Rich's tragic death in a motorcycle accident in 1974. But for years before that, Don played guitar and fiddle along with Buck, and occasionally he even sang a song, like this one. Don Rich and his Buckaroos, round-hole guitar.
"Well, I always wanted to be a star, so I bought me a big round-hole guitar. All of my friends said, you go far, picking that big round hole guitar. Well, I learned to pick, I learned to sing. I tried to make myself a name. I traveled near and I traveled far, just a picking that big round hole guitar. sticking that big round hole guitar. But I wound up working in a local bar, picking that big round hole guitar. The pay wasn't much, but the drinks were free. A lot of little pretty girls smiling at me. From 9 to 1, I earned my dough. I really gave them folks a show. I'll make it yet, I'm gonna be a star. Just a picking that big round hole guitar, picking that big round hole guitar. Well, I practiced each and every day. I knew every song on the hit parade. I learned every lick and trick there are, just a picking that big round hole guitar. And someday soon you wait and see, some talent scout will discover me. I'll ride around in a big long car, just a picking that big round hole guitar, picking that big round hole guitar. But I'm still here working in the same old bar, picking that big round hole guitar. The pay's still low, the drinks are still free. Got the same little pretty girl smiling at me. But my break's gonna come, and soon I know I might even get a network TV show. I'll make it yet, I'm gonna be a star. Just a picking that big round hole guitar, picking that big round hole guitar.
You learn to pick, you learn to sing, you try to make a name for yourself. You travel near and you travel far, just picking that big round hole guitar. Don Rich, he knows that all musicians get girls, but a guitarist has his pick. And while we're on the subject of guitars, I was talking to Keb Moe, and I asked him when he knew that he wanted to be a guitarist. And he told me it was all due to Wayne Newton. Now, seriously, here's what he said.
When I first got the guitar, I didn't know that was it for me. I didn't know, because it was just an instrument. But I think when I got in my first band, you know, and it was like, I was asked to be in the band. I couldn't hardly play the guitar, but I was playing French horn in the orchestra. And this guy said, why don't you come be in our band? We need another guitar player. We'll just show you how to play the songs as we go. So I learned the songs as I went. And then when I got in the band and I started singing songs, and I think that's when I knew the guitar was it for me.
He's like a cat, feline with the guitar, which is his only, certainly deepest love. No, his only. The sound, the beat, the ideas, where do they come from?
This is Theme Time Radio Hour, and we're talking about musical instruments. Here's Bessie Smith and her Blue Boys, featuring her favorite trombonist, or should I say, sackbut player, Charlie Green. Charlie played with Fletcher Henderson, Benny Carter, Chick Webb, Don Redman, and Kaiser Marshall. He would have made a lot more music if he hadn't died from passing out on his doorstep on a winter night and freezing to death. But let's not remember him like that. Let's remember him for his great playing. Here's a tribute to him, Trombone Charlie.
Yeah.
Trombone Charlie, Bessie Smith. Not all trombone music is jazz or blues. In the background, you're listening to what is called a trombone shock band. They play gospel music with a number of trombone players, sometimes 8 or 10 of them. They're connected to New Orleans jazz bass bands, but can be heard in United House of Prayer churches on the East Coast. Some trombone shock bands include Madison's Lively Stones, George Holland and the Happy Land Band, and Norvis Miller and the Kings of Harmony. Trombones were added to the orchestra in the 18th century, but their most popular role was as vocal support for sacred music of the church, a tradition that is being continued today by the trombone shop bands. Here's a guy we play a lot of on Theme Time Radio Hour. I think I've told you all about him, so I'm going to let this song speak for itself. Tom Waits has played a lot of lousy gigs in his life. Here he puts all of them to music. The piano has been drinking. Tom Waits.
The piano has been drinking. My nectar is asleep. And the combo went back to New York. The jukebox says to take a leak, and the carpet needs a haircut, and the spotlight looks like a prison break, 'cause the telephone's out of cigarettes, and the balcony is on the make, and the piano has been drinking. The piano has been drinking, and the menus are all freezing, and the light man's blind in one eye, and he can't see out of the other, and the piano tuner's got a hearing aid, and showed up. Bouncer is a sumo wrestler, cream puff Casper milk toast, and the owner is a mental midget with a IQ of a fence post, 'cause the piano has been drinking. Can't find your waitress with a Geiger counter, and she hates you and your friends, and you just can't get served without her, and the box office is drooling, and the bar stools are on fire, papers were fooling, and the ashtrays have retired, 'cause the piano has been drinking. The piano has been drinking. The piano has been drinking. Not me. Not me. Not me, not me, not me.
That was Tom Waits, the piano has been drinking, right here on Theme Time Radio Hour. And by the way, the piano covers the full spectrum of all orchestra instruments, from below to the lowest note of the double bassoon to above the top note of the piccolo.
Piano! instrument you'd love to own. A price and style for every home.
In 1953, John Carlin Holmes wrote a novel called The Horn. It was a big favorite of Jack Kerouac's. Here's a description of the saxophone from The Horn. While I'm reading it, you'll be hearing the tenor saxophone stylings of Eddie Lockjaw Davis. To Walden, the saxophone was, at once, his key to the world in which he found himself, and the way to which that world was rendered impotent to brand him either failure, madman, or negro, or saint. But then, sometimes on that smoky stand, between solos, he hung it from his swinging shoulder like one bright golden wing, and waited for his time. Here's a song about saxophones, by Buddy Johnson and his orchestra.
I got a girl who's crazy about a saxophone. When the joints start jumping, I can never keep her home. She's in the joint going blow, blow, blow. Got back home. Went to work one day, and when I got back home, found a note on the table saying, "Goodbye, chump, I'm gone." She left with him going blow, blow.
Buddy Johnson and his orchestra, featuring Sam the Man Taylor on tenor sax, crazy about a saxophone. Well, it's time for us to pack up our instruments and get into the van and head for the next gig. In the meantime, remember, don't be sharp, don't be flat, be natural. We'll see you again next week on Theme Time Radio Hour, where you hear all your dreams, themes, and schemes, instrumentally speaking.
You've been listening to Theme Time Radio Hour with your host, Bob Dylan. Produced by Eddie Gorodetsky. Associate producer, Sonny Webster. Continuity by Eats Martin. Edited by Damian Rodriguez. Supervising editor, Rob McCumber. The Theme Time research team, Diane Lapson and Bernie Bernstein. With additional research by Lynn Sheridan, Kimberly Williams, and Robert Bauer. Production assistance by Jim McBeam. Special thanks to Randy Azradi, Debbie Sweeney, Coco Shinomiya, and Samson Steiner. For XM Radio, Lee Abrams. Recorded in Studio B, the Abernathy Building. Studio engineer, Tex Carbone. This has been a Greywater Park production in association with Big Red Tree. This is your announcer, Pierre Mancini, speaking. Join us again next week for Theme Time Radio Hour when the subject is luck.
Ba-da-ba-bum-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-bum-ba-ba-bidi-boo-doo-boo-boo-boo-ba.